This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is outrageous.
Crossover dribble, chest pass to Heald. He's open for three. Bang! Bobby Love!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
No! God, please, no!
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three!
No! No!
Today's guests, actors Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer. Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. That's right. We're all over the map.
Yeah.
And Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer are making their way to the studio. Last time they were here, they were in support of what they're coming in to promote today, AC Barbecue. So they're bringing food, and they're bringing the energy. Because just like the last time, they're showing up in the first hour. They're 20 minutes away. It's right. Like a shot of caffeine exactly. To start our program. And then, as always, we are all over the figurative map. Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated. So much to talk about in the NBA playoffs, where in the second round, the road teams are now 5-0. I don't know the last time any playoff round in maybe any sport started with the road teams winning the first 5 games.
Never.
We'll take any of that information that anybody might have out there. It's such a rarity what we're currently seeing. So Chris will talk about that. And obviously the worthiness of Steph Curry's hamstring, as folks in San Francisco and Oakland and the Bay Area might give up their hamstring for Steph. But don't worry. Your hamstring doesn't work like Steph's, so don't worry about it. And we'll discuss that with Chris Mannix. And then the reigning coach of the year, Kevin O'Connell, will join us in hour number three. And we have a fun segment set up for the end of hour three when Suze will join us in advance of recording this week's edition of Women's Sports Now right here on the Roku channel. She is going to help us kick off what we're going to do for the next week and a half on this program, which is get us ready for Family Feud versus the Dan Patrick Show. And we're going to come out of the smoke recording it next week for later on in the fall. We weren't going to talk about it, but Dan got chatty about it.
He did. He did.
You know, he let the Steve Harvey cat out of the bag. Okay. So
now right, let's go.
It's time to play the feud. And we'll do that later on. It'll be a lot of fun. And 844-204-H is the number. I'll go to see you over there, Christopher Brockman.
Rich,
how are you?
How are you, man? Great.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts, sitting in his spot. TJ Jefferson, good to see you over there. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Well, you're holding up your release of fandom for the Dallas Cowboys. No, he has not.
Is it signed?
Well, here's how we're starting on this program. Many people will say to us, hey, enjoy your show. We say thank you.
Thank you.
After that, they might say, one of my favorite segments is Overreaction Monday. We say thank you to that.
Of course.
And that's part of the reason why we have also created a podcast off of that. And, you know, those two things are separate, but it's all part of the same world in which we've created here, where that and what's more likely is usually the subject matter or segment where people will say to us, we'd love to revisit, check your work a little bit. You know, how have your takes, opinions, or in the case of what you do, Chris, subject matters the constructs of the segments.
Sure.
How accurate are they? How do they age? Well, on Monday's edition of the Rich Eisen Show, on Overreaction Monday, this happened.
Remember before the draft when the Cowboy came up and Jerry Jones was like, I'm working on some big things and I got some trades in the hopper. Maybe before, maybe after he called them substantive. Actually, he's not working on anything. There are no substantive trades, like he said before the draft. Nothing is happening.
And I called that an overreaction. And I also appreciate excellent editing to our crack staff to edit out the fact that I said, basically, the reason why it's an overreaction is because there could have been trades going into the draft, but the trade partners got cold feet or the board of the draft broke in a certain way and they wanted to use their draft choice on a certain player. So no deal, Jerry. And I then said, now that the draft's over, certainly nothing's going to be happening. Well, we all woke up this morning to the news that the Dallas Cowboys have acquired the wide receiving services of George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who get a third-round pick in next year's draft and a fifth-round pick in the 27 draft, now in Washington, D.C., in which the Cowboys will see a sixth-round pick from Pittsburgh go their way, and so does George Pickens in the final year of his rookie contract. So there's that.
Okay.
Jerry has been cooking on something, and this is a substantive trade that now adds a highly talented physical outside the numbers presence to an offense that really hasn't had much of an answer to the question of what happens if defenses shade their coverage to take CeeDee Lamb out of the game. And basically, it's been on CeeDee Lamb to say, doesn't matter. And that has happened more often than not, to the tune of CeeDee getting his nice chunk of the pie last year, albeit later than what everybody thought Jerry should give it to him.
There is less pie.
So now you add a guy who can take the top of the defense off on the other side of the field. Now you add a guy that will bring a certain physical aspect to the game. And now you add a guy who would become expendable in Pittsburgh, and that's obviously a lot of questions involving that. If he's so damn talented, and if Aaron Rodgers is deciding whether or not to come off the beach in Malibu and get other personal affairs of his in order to the point where he can focus on playing football again, which is the scenario that he himself laid out for us last time we heard from him on Pat's show. Does this make him think, why do I need to get my affairs in order? We just lost a major piece in George Pickens. What are they doing? Mm-hmm. Let's take the Cowboys side of this, as I mentioned. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
You should like it too, TJ, because when they announce this trade officially, we should have Jerry Jones hold up the front page of today's Dallas Morning News to once again prove that there is a sign of life in that front office with a splash to it. Nice splashy move right there. And absolutely, one would think the Dallas Cowboys will take their time on signing George Pickens for various reasons. One, because that's what they do, is they take their time to the point where we're wondering, do you not know what time it is? It's time to pay your guy. And what they're not going to do also is pay a kid just new to the team when all Jerry's been doing for the last 2 years, at least, is to say everybody around here needs to sing for their supper and the right to have the star on the side of your helmet. And they're going to let George Pickens, I would imagine, go through this entire season to say, I want a bag, Jerry. Look what I just did for you. Look what I just did for Brian Schottenheimer in a crucial first season for him. Look what I just did for Dak in his crucial return to action and health. Look what I've done to this offense. Look what I've done for this offense. Look what I can do to the opposing defense in a very deep end of the talent pool in the National Football League and the National Football Conference Eastern Division, where the Super Bowl champions reside, and the top two teams now in my way too early power rankings. The Washington Commanders have vastly improved things, and one would think the Giants have definitely stepped up their ability to win football games better than last year as well. Although I do need to see who's playing quarterback there and what happens. No, but they're a better team, you could say. Mm. And the Cowboys showing a pulse.
Okay.
An old school flair. All it did was cost them a 3-5 next year and the year after.
Yeah, what's that?
There is also then the question of what the hell is going on in Pittsburgh for them to basically say, here's what we're going to do. We don't really have a plan at quarterback other than the fact that we tried to get other guys. And now we're in the position of watching our quarterback room bolt for starters jobs in New Jersey. And then what we're going to do is wait for Aaron Rodgers to get his affairs in order to tell us that he's going to play or not. And we're just assuming he's going to do it. Or we've been given some massive green light indication that he's going to do it. And in the meantime, what we're going to do until we don't know that is trade for somebody else's wide receiver and pay him $30 million a year on average. And then take the kid who is absolutely far more economical and has a game, one would think, arguably similar to DK Metcalf's, and flip him for two draft considerations next year and the year after, and go to work in the receiver room that way and the quarterback room that way. It is so un-Steeler-like. I don't even know what to make of it. It is, one would also have to hope that it's more than just a hope that Aaron Rodgers is returning, and because they need to have him. I mean, quite frankly, the other option right now, if Rodgers says, in any way, shape, or form, I'm not coming. And one would think he's been made aware of all this. If I'm the Steelers, I do actually keep him abreast of what's happening. Because I do need him. Because if he doesn't come, we're starting Mason Rudolph. And if he doesn't come and we don't want to start Mason Rudolph, we're calling Atlanta and saying, hey, maybe the third-round pick we just got for George Pickens in next year's draft, you want it? We'll give it to you for Kirk Cousins or that 2027 pick we just got in the fifth round. You want it? We'll pay a little bit more money for Cousins now. That's their situation.
Yeah, they now have three third-rounders in 2026, so they have the ability to make some moves here. But the Steelers need Aaron Rodgers more than Rodgers needs the Steelers.
I don't know about that unless Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play football anymore.
Well, his legacy and all that stuff is secure. It's just whether or not he wants to keep playing. Pittsburgh literally has zero plan at quarterback.
Well, their plan at quarterback is to start Mason Rudolph and get Will Howard up to speed in case there's something like they have to add another veteran. I mean, they have to add another veteran. They have to. And Cousins is sitting there. And maybe whatever's going on with Derek Carr down in New Orleans gets settled to the point where
that's interesting.
Ooh, my arm, I can actually play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hold on a second, that feels like it's got a lot of swing oil left in
that's
it. That feels good. I don't know.
I like crazier that option better than Kirk Cousins, to be honest.
Crazier things have happened, man.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
But and the voice of that man also, you know, in Tomlin, I trust to. You know, the mind's eye of a Steeler fan, some Steeler fans, to a fault. But if this guy is just like, fine, trade George Pickens, what the hell is going on between number 14, formerly of the Steelers now, and the Steelers? Oh, what a headache he must have been for them to basically say, you're in the fourth year of a contract, you are 100% beyond affordable.
Adios.
And economical for the amount of production we're getting out of you. But we're willing to just send you packing. Get out and go with the rest of the receiver room as it is. And you know, one of my guys from Team 144, national champion Roman Wilson last year, hardly played a lick. And we don't know what he's going to look like in the pros. And I just, you know, obviously I'm high on him having seen what he did in college, but we're going to have to see something out of him. Right?
Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe they're happy with it.
So Jeremy Fowler tweeted it like 10 minutes ago. The team is counting on a big Roman Wilson year two jump offseason. Looks like a different player than last.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I think that'll be wonderful. They signed Robert Woods there, Bobby Trees, Calvin Austin III is there, Ben Skoranek, who Rams fans know, can give you a first down here or there for sure. Scotty Miller.
Gabe Davis got released today from Jacksonville.
And this is what you're looking at in the receiver room. But they have just basically willingly said, get out, George, in a way that the Cowboys are like, fine with us. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Whatever caused the Steelers to be soured enough. But again, the way I'm taking it is very un-Cowboy-like for the last few years to just go ahead and make a big splash. Because this is splashy.
Look, we've been promised something for how long, right? And as you know, I'm losing faith over here. Monaco's losing faith in there. Other fans losing.
Don't drag our director in.
Oh, no, he knows. He already knows. Don't drag it because in. I'm not taking we ride together, we die together, me and Monaco on this cowboy train. So my thoughts are his thoughts and vice versa. But we've been promised, man. You know what I'm saying, Brockman? Like, yeah, we're going to do something. I got a text at 4:30 this morning, and I'm angry. I woke up. I was like, who the heck is this? And then I saw the text. I was like, what?
Who sent you a text at 4:30 in the morning?
My fantasy
about this?
Football group chat.
Nice. East Coasters?
Yeah. Guy in the East Coast. Yeah.
What a nice.
I would be. Yeah. That is a foul.
I was upset, but I let it pass because it was good
news.
How could I be mad? So on behalf of me and Monaco and Brockman and all of Cowboy Nation, you see this release of fandom?
Are you going to rip it?
I said I was never going to sign this, and I'm never going to sign it.
That's a semi-legal document.
I mean, it's for life.
Well, it's not like really notarized.
It's for life.
Felly's not a notary.
Wow.
Felly.
Let's go.
Don't worry.
Got me back. I was out, Rich. I wanted to leave.
You got a backup.
They didn't let me out.
Don't worry, I've got a copy.
I'll rip that up, too. Matter of fact, I'll set that one on fire. Point is, I ain't out. Show some life. Show me that at least you're trying. That's the fan base. That's all right. You really want.
Well, Dr. Jones with my rubber glove is going to make sure every one of you are safe.
Good stat for Mina Kimes in the last 2 years. George Pickens tied with Justin Jefferson for the most 20-plus air yard catches in the league.
I mean, Russ throwing the typical Russ moon ball, you know? That was part of their massive chunk play offense that caused them to go from 4-2 to 10-3, but something caused them to go from 10-3 to barely making the playoffs and then barely surviving in it. You know, and Pickens, you know, they're you know, our friends at ESPN this morning were showing all a bunch of moments where veterans had to go up to calm him down. He's barking at people in the stands, barking on the sidelines, whatever's going on. If you remember, Tomlin came on the air and said after Pickens' first year there that he kept telling George to do the routine things routinely because everything else, the acrobatic stuff, the physical acts of freakishness, that he needed no polishing on that.
Yeah, I mean, we've said it before. He'll make the, you know, one-handed catch in traffic, and then he'll drop a 5-yard slant as the ball hits him right in his hand. It's kind of weird.
So congratulations there, sir.
Thanks. Like I said, man, just show me something. Like, show us that you care as much as we care. And this is, you know, I think it's going to give good favor to the fans to let us know that, all right.
And Steeler fans, once upon a time, it wasn't like, all right, our quarterback plan is to just keep on bridging. Bridging. They've bridged the last 2 years. And or it does appear that this year is another bridge plan. And the question is, are they bridging to Will Howard? Are they bridging to 2026?
What
are they
bridging to? Bridge?
So, you know, and it's un-Steeler-like to, while you're bridging, bringing in a wide receiver and paying him
that much
money. And then taking another wide receiver who would be wonderfully paired with him for the guy that you're hoping to lure off the beach here in Malibu, unless he doesn't need to be lured. You just got to, in Tomlin, we trust and say, Don't worry.
Here, coach.
Don't worry, Aaron. We just saved you a massive headache. You can leave the Advil on the beach, you know, because we're just sending him to he's now Schottenheimer and Dax and CD's and Jerry's issue.
Which is a little bit of a concern, too, on the, you know, on the why? It doesn't make sense when you just look at the paper, yeah, you look at the numbers, but, you know.
So let's take a break. Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson together here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then Chris Mannix to talk about everything going on in the NBA playoffs, from Steph Curry's hamstring to Tyrese Halliburton's church bells. That's in hour number two. And Kevin O'Connell, the reigning coach of the year of the Vikings, in hour three. Right here on this Wednesday show. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge of your seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Do I call you a free agent quarterback sitting here? What do I call you?
Dak? I don't know. I mean, this is my first time going through this. You tell me. Call me whatever, I guess.
I will call you Dak Prescott.
That works.
I'm going to ask you the question this way about what contract you think you're going to get. Okay, in terms of pie. Because I've heard there's less pie. I've heard there's more pie. That's right. There's Jerry Jones right there, the voice of Jerry Jones. We've heard there's less pie. We've heard there's more pie. I'm wondering if you think this is deep dish pie. How deep is it a deep dish pie?
If I'm guessing, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it franchise pie?
I would say.
You'd say,
well, no, I mean, I don't know what kind of pie we're talking
franchise
about.
Franchise tag pie.
Excuse me.
Is it franchise tag pie?
I don't know. I mean,
long-term pie? Is it long-term pie?
I don't know. I just want a piece of the pie. Just put it like that.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry, right? I mean,
that's it? Yeah, okay. And Is it a pie that starts with a four? Is it a pie that starts with a four?
Like I just said, I'm leaving up to my agents to cut my piece of the pie. Okay. I'm just ready for it and ready to eat. So okay. When that happens, I'm ready to get to work and excited for this offseason.
And now we've also heard through DeMarcus Ware told us that when you sit in Jerry's office, have you gotten the Jerry's office meeting yet?
I've been in Jerry's office.
Okay, and that he lights a candle, turns the lights down, and gives you a whole Dallas Cowboys speech. Have you had that? You have not had that yet?
No, okay. I haven't had that one yet.
He says that that happens when he's trying to close a deal. So I think you'll know that you're really close if you
when
walk
the
in.
Lights turn off.
Lights go okay. down.
Thank you for that that warning and that heads up. So now I know like what's going on when that happens.
There's apparently a votive candle with a Dallas Cowboys star right on the side of it. I don't know if it's scented. It might be the smell of pie of some sort.
Right.
I'm just saying that hasn't happened yet, is what you're saying.
It hasn't happened.
Okay, when you
it
get that call, happened. You know, wow, I'm close.
Okay.
All right, that's the history of Dak on this program. All of it can be seen on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. For those of you who are listening, let me bring up to you up to speed of what those on the Roku channel are seeing. This is a lot of food on my desk right now. Arby's is partnering with AC Barbecue, AC BBQ, and offering two new sandwiches featuring AC's barbecue sauce. AC is owned by Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer. Anthony's making his way here. Cedric is already here. Great to see you, Cedric the Entertainer.
Already
how's
here.
That for a setup?
Yeah. Man.
By the way, this smells phenomenal. I'm not going to lie.
That's how we do it, man. I mean, one,
oh my God.
You know, it's morning time. I know people think, like, this is a little early for a roast, you know. We got brisket and we got pulled pork. Yes. And, of course, the curly fries and yes. regular crinkly fries from your old high school lunchroom days.
If you notice, I
fry.
What are you, a crinkly or curly fry?
I'm a crinkly fry dude. Like, I love the crinkly fries, man. You know, that's that's the kind that, you know, you used to throw them in, even the O'Riders.
Mm-hmm.
You used to throw them in the oven and
that.
Get crispy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids don't know. They don't know anything about that today.
They don't know anything about them.
Kids today, they're in their string fries.
Please.
No.
You're a connoisseur.
Yes, I'm a fry person.
I'm a big fry man. By the way, I shouldn't try to chat with you with mouthful. You're already in. What are you in on over there, Chris?
Well, what's that?
Can you turn his microphone on?
No, he's turning it off because he's eating.
I'm eating a barbecue brisket sandwich.
You're leaving some of it on the left corner of your mouth, by the way.
With the sweet barbecue
Bussin
sauce.
Brown, yeah. the Cedric's Bussin' Brown, baby. So the brown sugar. So
yeah.
And then Anthony has the spicy chipotle.
Is this specific to your taste, or you just like, you know, you took one for the team, and I'll take the sweet?
No, that's kind of my taste.
Okay.
We work with their, you know, we went down to Arby's, work with their culinary scientists in the kitchen, test kitchen. Mm-hmm. But I lean toward I realized this, you know, even though I'm from St. Louis, which we kind of have a more of a spicier kind of sauce too.
Yes, sir.
But lately, the sweeter taste has been my palate, man.
Well, I'm with you. I don't do spice at all. I can't do the spice.
Yeah, no.
I've got the sweet right here. So.
Also, I'm going curly fry. Don't judge me.
Oh, good. Well, okay.
You know, curly
you
fry.
People who
I'm
are curly fry people, you get it. Yeah. You
the
know?
Only reason why I'm going to judge you is I told you you're wearing some of it on the left side of your mouth, and you have not since wiped it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But
you've got a five-year-old
statement.
At home.
It's
can't
totally
you relate?
Fine. It's totally
man,
fine.
The Met Gala just happened.
That's what I mean.
A fashion statement.
This is barbecue chic is what I'm going for.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Grilled
barbecue chic.
That's going to be next year's theme. I like that.
You're meeting the requirements. Have you ever done the Met Gala?
No.
Never?
I don't know. They don't. That, you know, I'm extremely fashionable and always super sexy, so
I don't know
exactly what their problem is. Anna or whoever runs things over there.
Let's go.
I can do this. I can outdress them all.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah, including you, Coleman Domingo. Okay, no.
Wow.
I don't want that smoke.
Why do you get the smoke?
I'm sorry, Coleman. I don't want that smoke, buddy.
I mean,
that dude's been sharp. He's been just really well-dressed the last year and a half. And it's like, he's the litmus. So you just like,
When Anthony's pulling in right now, so when he gets here, we're going to run through some of the
football player. I don't know if you've seen some of them wore to the Met Gala. And I'd love to get your guys' opinion of what they wore.
That'd be good. That's going to be fun.
We'll do that.
Because, you know, the tunnel walks has always been started whenever they kind of get ready.
Yeah.
You know, so now I think those guys were kind of getting ready for the Met Gala. And so
I think this would be fun.
This is going to be good.
We'll do that.
This is good.
You got 2 cents on the NBA playoffs at present, Cedric.
I'm actually kind of quite surprised. I mean, you know, I was really kind of, I love the young teams, be honest, you know, I mean, but of course we grew up on Steph and the Golden State Warriors, but I love that Houston gave them a really great run and they were fun to watch. So that's over now. And now, you know, and to see Ant-Man and, you know, The Knicks grind it out.
By the way, the spicy man, the man with the barbecue spices. Yeah. Yeah. Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, come on, take a seat, please. You know what I'm saying? It's the man in black, man.
Welcome back. It's your fries. the best thing is other people's fries. As you can see,
we're the man in black, and I'm Tommy Lee, and he's the man. He's the Will Smith of it all.
Good to see you. Anthony, how are you?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah, so AC.
Traffic was crazy this morning. I am so sorry.
Don't apologize for nothing, sir. I just want to make sure that you're going to get to your opening in Century City later on today. Yes. AC Barbecue Restaurant. A little brick and mortar now. Opening the doors to their first brick and mortar restaurant at Westfield Century City. Okay. You're already wildly popular barbecue brand. Here we go. And Arby's got your own
setup. Arby's combo.
And you have the meats, the whole thing. It's fantastic.
They got the meats.
We got the sauce.
We brought it together.
So why spicy and not sweet, Anthony? I've never asked you this question before. I'm referring to the barbecue sauce.
Okay. I was about to go take us in a whole different direction. I was going to really explain why I was late this morning. It's just something a little different, you know, because I'm saucy. You know, I'm spicy. So, you know, just one with the Chipotle smoke. Have you had one yet?
I have not had the pork yet or the brisket. What would you guys suggest?
It doesn't matter. Your preference of meat.
It's all about a choice.
All right.
But then I don't think you have to put your sauce on there. I don't know if the sauce is on there already.
Yeah, put your sauce on there.
So make a choice.
Okay.
I'm not a spicy guy.
Okay, go with the sweet.
The Bussin' Brown Sugar is like a great name.
Okay.
It's a great sauce. You love that. Arby's, of course, you know, do quality meats. We've been doing our brand for, you know, 3 years, and we wanted a company that we knew to collab with. I love that.
How much meat do you put in your mouth, bitch? At once.
Pause. Whoa.
Wow. Whoa.
I only know one speed, Anthony.
Pause.
Rich didn't pause at all. He didn't even slow down.
You officially say pause. No,
you didn't pause, is what you're saying. This is a phenomenal.
It is. But this. I know you're not into spice. Try it.
All right.
Just a dollop of the spice.
Okay.
Just a little cool.
Now you're gonna make me. You're making me self-conscious about how much I'm putting in at once here.
Put it all. Put it all.
Okay. Just go for it,
man.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the way.
That's got a little kick. Not gonna lie.
It's Chipotle spice, though.
I mean, it's not like I'm in hot ones right now, but.
No, yeah, it's not that kind of challenge.
No, it's good. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we got people with different palates all over the country, and so that's one of the things that. And then, Anthony, now we kind of bring that to the relationship in general, you know? A little bit of edge over here, a little bit of, you know, kind of sweetness, coolness. And it's interchangeable. It's a very sweet guy at times.
Okay.
Extremely.
Yeah.
So I can see what your relationship is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still mentally on the 405 right now? Because when I'm stuck in traffic or I'm late for something, I can't get out of it. It's a riptide. I can't get out of it.
No, I'm all right.
Can I help you in any way, shape, or form? What can we do?
Yeah. Okay, you have anyone here that can rub my feet?
There is somebody to do it. I just don't know.
Get some of this coffee.
Oh! Bring me the coffee.
Guys. Okay. This is the Rich Eisen coffee.
Okay, very good. Here's what I would like to do, if you don't mind.
The Met Gala just took place.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you have you ever been to the Met Gala.
I've never been to the Met Gala.
What the hell is going on?
The last couple of years, I was like, yo, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been trying to do it, and we're not doing the right thing. We're not doing the right thing.
Well, here's what we're going to do then. If there is no bridge, let's just torch it anyway.
Yes. So let's do it.
Yeah. So I've got some photographs of some NFL players who went to the Met Gala, love to get your guys' opinion of their fashion sense.
Okay. Sure.
Or anything like that.
Let's do it.
First up, what do we have first up here? Oh, okay, go for it. Stephon Diggs right here. Gents, your 2 cents on Stephon Diggs' garb.
Stephon is usually a quite fashionable person. This has a Jon Snow, King of the North, written all over it. I don't know what in the Tyrion Lannister is going
Winter's
on.
Winter's not
here.
Coming. Winter is here.
Winter's coming.
I'm digging the red boots, though.
Boots kind of does it up.
I'm trying to figure out if they're ankle boots or if they call it to mid shin.
And it's you know, the wide pants were the big thing. Is that a pants with a little waist jacket?
Or is it a skirt?
I think it is the full jacket that you can't see because it's covered by whatever animal he's wearing.
Okay.
The way I looked at that was it looked like he was going to McDowell's in Queens after
He got his own money.
Was it Zamunda? Is that where it was?
Yeah, Zamunda.
I don't know.
My son works.
Where's my son? Where's my son? My son works.
Look at him. I like it.
It is a James Earl Jones collection. Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Well, I like it when he kept it 100 with the braids, though. He just did not.
Oh, had to.
He didn't change the hairstyle at all.
I wonder what the shawl is actually made of. What kind of mole hair is that?
It seems like German Shepherd, I believe, which PETA would be so upset about. It's like
he killed Cujo.
Wow.
He's wearing Cujo.
Yeah, it's good.
So I knew you guys would like that one. All right, who do we have next here on the order? There's Joe Burrow.
What is Joe Burrow doing?
That's boring.
Joe Burrow is the Met Gala, fam. What PTA meeting are you going to? What are you doing, Joe?
Now I'm really upset. He got the invite and wore that. Instead of now, I'm still here.
It's off the rack. I mean,
it's not fit at all.
Oh, that's not fitted, Joe Burrow. That was like, oh my God, why don't we run to Macy's and get me a suit?
He went to Suit Supply or Men's Warehouse.
Cincinnati. Okay. I was like, I got to get to this thing tonight.
All right. One of the first couples of the National Football League. We have Russ and Ciara.
Oh,
right,
come
there.
On now. Come on. I'll knock Russ out and get right there next to Sierra.
Would you, if you did that, would you keep his cane? Would you use the cane?
Of course.
Without a doubt. The cane is a must. Matter of fact, I would start with the cane and then get Sierra.
I don't know. Where does one get a cane? I don't know. From the planter's store?
Is it right?
It's like a very Mr. Peanut look right there.
I believe you just kind of just dress down an umbrella. you take an umbrella and then you just pick the little on the sides of it off.
I said, would you keep the cane black or would you candy stripe it?
Yeah, for the outfit, I would do it. You know, he's referring to Cap Alpha Psi. So the cane is someone, you know, we do the red and white cane.
Okay.
And I'm actually just skilled cane. I can do some skilled cane tricks.
What about the cape? The cape is
you don't even need the gala for the cape.
Okay.
No.
The cape is for Ralph's.
Okay.
The cape is me going to Arby's getting a sandwich.
And just the cape.
Yes.
Cape and the cane.
Yes, hello. I am Cedric the Entertainer. We are having
a monocle.
A brisket.
The cane and the cape,
of course.
Okay.
And a small dog or a big dog. You can get a small dog or a Newfoundland hound.
Okay. Or a thimble. It was like, look, it's the Monopoly guy. Who knew Cedric was a Monopoly piece?
I imagine there is no free parking at the Met Gala.
No, not at all. I just found out tickets were $75,000.
What? So,
no wonder I'm not invited.
I don't know how true that is, but there's $75,000.
I think you need all of it. I think you need a little something on it. Like,
I hope the king would come with
it. But you're sponsored. You know, you're true. Sponsored by, you know, a fashion house. So Suit Supply or Men's Warehouse in Cincinnati.
So I'm taking,
sponsored, old boy.
So I'm taking TJ Maxx.
This is crazy.
I'm sponsored by. Come on, Rich Fresh.
We got two more. I believe DeAndre Hopkins. What do you think about D-Hop?
Okay, man. All right,
I kind of dig this one. It's kind of
Transylvania.
Yeah.
It's a little vampire-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with the hair?
Well, that's the D-Hop got. I think that's one of the assets. I love the way he does the hair always. But you're right. I think he could have had more folded shoes.
Because
it's so black and it's like silky and it's, you know, that's elegant.
It is.
He would have jumped out with the shoes.
Yeah.
A little something.
Because it's very monochromatic.
Yeah, like maybe.
I'm jealous of the hair. Which is what I like. Yeah. I would love to have hair like that.
Yeah, the hair.
Yeah, you would just love to have hair, Rich. I mean, let's just be honest.
Oh, sure. I mean, yes. I need to crawl before I walk to run that way.
We did that with the sweater last time. Can we put D-Hop's hair on Rich this time? That's right. We put Rich in our sweaters last time. We put D-Hop's hair on Rich right now.
If you heard, you'd hear members of the show staff that's actually doing that right now. I feel like there are people that are giving them a task.
That would be awesome.
All right. In the meantime, one last one. The Super Bowl champion, Jalen Hurts, with his new wife.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Married, and maybe the chapeau came in the registry. Yeah. I don't know. But I like what do you think?
I think it's sharp. I love the top, you know, the blazer is really clean. And, you know, you got a little, you know, the... What do they call it? A beret?
The beret. Seth, you just bought a beret while we were in Spain.
I did. I bought a beret in Spain.
Not only that, but you bought a neckerchief as well to match the beret.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I was in Europe, guys. And then that's what they say. What happens in Europe?
He was in Spain. Now, I've got some follow-ups.
Okay.
Does one buy the neckerchief after the beret? Do you spot the beret first?
Yes.
And then what made you think, oh, I need neckwear to go with this?
Yeah, I saw the beret and I was like, oh, that was fly. I'm gonna get the beret.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking like, how does one wear a beret?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you need a cool shirt and a neckerchief. Mm-hmm. And boom. Bop, boom, bam.
Yeah.
Something
it was crazy. I watched it unfold.
Oh,
yeah. You know.
What was your perspective?
He had choppers in me. Don't tell the truth.
I did. I did have choppers in me. I actually tried to get a neckerchief myself. My neck was a little too thick. And said both the last one.
You cashed him out of neckerchiefs?
Hey, man, we were in a fancy place. There's only one item per box that they ship you. But no, I watched it unfold. I was like, yo, Seth's about to get the beret. And he was just sitting there. And I saw it happening in his head. How do I rock this? I'll take that too. It wasn't even a second guess. It was I mean, talk about dandyism. Yeah. I mean, Seth did it right there. Can we talk about dandyism? Because I had no idea.
That it was a thing.
Yeah, that it was a thing.
And it's, you know, modern day, that doesn't really sound cool.
Right.
You know, because, hey, you're a dandy, you know, you can't really sell that to the kids.
Sure.
You know, but then it made a comeback to where you get it. Now you see it's like the guys that like dress up with the spats and and the nice cool hats. And you're like, oh, that's a dandy. All right. Because, you know.
Right. And just one last question about the beret. Do you wear it like Jalen, which is the large part out fur, or do you wear it the other way around?
I wear it like you're an impressionist painter?
You got to
look like that, or that you are a part of an elite SEAL team.
Well, first off, anytime you wear a beret, paired with a neckerchief, your language changes.
Yes.
You get an affect?
Yes, you do.
And I had a desire to drive a very small convertible. I don't know why. I was like, these cars.
It was so small, it only sat in one.
Yeah. I was like, these American cars are just too much for the hat, you know?
Oh, my God. Fantastic. All right. Let's take a break. We'll
can you imagine Seth in a convertible MG?
Knees right up to your neckerchief.
And I'm on the wrong side.
We're talking AC Barbecue along with Arby's and the new brick and mortar restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're here in Los Angeles, check out the new AC Barbecue restaurant in the Westfield Century City area that's going to be opening up later on today. We're going to take a break. More with Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson, including some piece of jewelry I'm seeing on someone's right hand here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game-changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details. Back here on Roku Radio, we'll come back shortly. Anthony Anderson said the Entertainer is here. I don't know if you guys have been working. You saw the end of Cavs and Pacers last night where Tyrese Halliburton purposely missed the second free throw because they're down by two, gets the rebound, shoots the three, beats the Cavs at the final buzzer pretty much, and then celebrates this way.
Big cojones.
Showing it off.
Oh, wow.
Big cojones, baby.
Wow.
Right there in front of Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, the 100 guys, you got to fight the gorilla. You got to see him, man.
I wonder if he was at, we have the meat. What he was doing. I wonder if that was running through his head right now. Yeah. I mean, you know.
He did his best Ving Rhames voice on that one after beating the Cavs.
I see why daddy ran out on Giannis like that. Everybody just wild in the family. You like, okay, I thought this dude was like.
Wow.
Yeah.
But apparently, sometimes you got to show out. You got to pop out and show them.
It was way more tone than I thought, Rich. Like, the way that, you know, like you said, you missed a shot.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's trapped, like, in the paint. Then he dribbles out. Yeah, just going to do the fake, and then he does a step back three. Yeah. And how much time was actually left on the clock? Like, it was crazy.
Like 10 seconds, I think.
He got the rebound at, like, 8-9 seconds. And then,
he had time.
That definitely was
a
lapse, in defense. Preparation for Cleveland for that, because that just was crazy. Like, you can't let that
nobody boxed out. I didn't see. So how did he get his own rebound? He had the front of the rim.
He had the front of the rim, stepped into the paint, grabbed it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He had to get out of there because there was a 3-second call.
Right. Yeah.
And then he just goes to three pointers. That's great. I'll just shoot a three.
He banks the three and then does the step back.
Yeah. Okay.
The step back. And then both hands.
Yeah. I mean,
in there.
Yeah, well, you got to. If you do that,
you can do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's warranted.
You know, and Michael famously beat the Cavs in the final seconds there, but he never did that.
You don't do that.
Different era.
Like, these kids, you gotta be on social media, man. You gotta have a meme.
that's the meme.
We have the meme.
We have the meme.
That's a very interesting word.
Maybe that's what he was saying.
That's what he's going to be known for right there. Like, hey, I'm heavy.
As Bernie would say, I'm hung low. I'm heavy structure. If I pull it out, the whole room will get dark. Kick it!
Hey, Skinny.
Hey, Skinny, mother.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. See, I knew just showing you guys that screen would be a winner.
I wonder if he uses the Bussin' Brown Sugar, which is Chipotle smoke. Exactly. What flavor he poured on him. Eat this.
Yeah, change his name to the Halliburton.
Halliburton. Halliburton.
He changed his name to Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh my God. There he is. Number 0 in your program, number 1 in your heart, number 2 in his hands. Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Wow. Oh, we just went there.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio. Yeah. Having fun with.
Good thing this show's
Anthony
on radio.
Anderson,
yes, right. And Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, man.
Is that a Rams championship ring on your
right? No, but I have one. No, this is my fraternity. That's a Kappa. I'm an Omega.
Yeah.
You know, we represent the Divine Nine.
Okay.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So I've never seen a fraternity ring quite like that.
It's a ring. It's a coveted fraternity that I wanted to be a part of entire life. So it was a gift to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, it does look like a Super Bowl ring from all the way over here.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you do have a Rams one? You do have one?
No, I was just lying.
Okay.
We should have. When did they win? And we were so
right. The way Seth and I were at that Super Bowl in SoFi when they won.
That was the.
It was the first year SoFi was open. So it was 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes, 4 years ago. 4 years ago.
Yeah. When they won. We you would swear we were at every play. We were in the locker room, we were on the field. We definitely should got rings that
year. Yeah, we should. I got untaped after the game. I don't know how I got taped to begin with, but they were like, yeah, I ain't coming, let me cut your tape off. I was like, aight. I'm sitting next to
you. Had strong ankles that day, huh?
Yeah.
I'm with OBJ. I'm nursing his injury.
Yeah, but I'm in the press room.
No, we had the trophy, we had the champagne, we had all that. We almost got interviewed.
Did you go to Disneyland? You went to Disney also?
Oh my gosh.
That was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ready for this year too? They look loaded for Bear. They really do. Like this, the way it ended last year.
Yeah.
You know, they came as close as closer than anybody to beating the Eagles in the playoffs last year.
So. We shall see.
Yeah, that's it. Football is going to be interesting this year. It's like a lot of cool little moves, people moving around, so we shall see, man.
Okay, we shall see. Yeah. In the meantime, let's sell some sandwiches and some sauces. And
boom.
Okay, so the Bussin' Brown Sugar Sauce, that's yours, Cedric, right?
Yep.
And the spicy Chipotle Smoke Sauce, that's yours, Anthony.
That's what I said.
That's part of AC Barbecue.
Bam.
And you're partnering with Arby's, so people can just go to an Arby's and get this stuff?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, it's Arby's everywhere. People, you know, you got to go. But it's one of the, you know, it's one of the great fast food drive-through restaurants with really quality meats. You know, with us introducing our sauce around for about 3 years, we wanted to make sure we were with a company that, you know, could really give you a great barbecue experience in the store. So they got 13 hard.
Hold on a second. Your finger's on my face.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. There you go.
Thirteen hour smoked roast beef and
brisket. Yeah, and a 6 hour pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, so smoked. Good stuff. Smoked. Yeah, and then you put that sauce on it.
And the first ever brick and mortar restaurant for AC Barbecue, Westfield Century City. Visit acbarbecue.com. And it's
Tyrese
located
Halliburton
on
going to do
level
a signing
two.
There soon.
Yeah, he's
No, he's not going to do a signing. People are going to be in line to sign him.
There's a lot of real estate, apparently.
Yes, it is.
Everybody, check that out when you're here in LA.
Yeah, pull up on us, man. Second floor of the dining terrace, okay. Rich. That's
And so you guys are going to go there today?
Is yeah, we're on our way.
We're leaving here to go there.
Are you going to
everybody come out?
Are you going to seat patrons at some point? Are you going to seat them? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, you know, it's in the dining terrace, so we're right there. It's a Shake Shack. It's us. It's Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
Chipotle. So you eat indoor and outdoor. It's a whole space area. People
it's
can
Southern California. You got to have the indoor outdoor.
Man. So it's
understand.
It's gonna be a beautiful situation, and we want people to come join us. We're gonna do the ribbon cutting. Where you cut the ribbon.
Mm. And I will be bussing tables as I clear out said bussin' brown sugar.
Oh, that's so nice.
Riverfront ribs. Yeah. That's the St. Louis.
Let's go, SDA.
Okay,
let's
right
go
there.
Turn up for the Lou.
AC Chop brisket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anderson's smoked chicken.
Oh yeah.
That's on the menu.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. With all day sauce.
All day.
It's not half a day.
All day. Hey, all day, every day.
The keep 'em coming chicken wings.
Come on, gotta keep them.
What is it? What do smoked, keep the wings coming?
Smoked mm-hmm. and then they're like lightly fried. Mm-hmm. So they're smoked and then fried. So you got to keep them coming. And run that back.
Yeah, run it back.
Interesting choice of salt. Certainly a kosher salt. I'm all in on that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We yeah, wanted you know to make sure that we were doing the right thing for our people.
Yeah, you got a big tent.
Yeah, we do.
You got a big
it's
tent.
A community.
Big, it's a big tent.
Big,
yeah.
big group of folks we love. Things, so.
And A to the C platter.
That's everything. That's A to the C.
Yeah.
So A to you the get C. It all
yeah, and everything in between, yeah, even so though there's only one letter.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
Don't call me. There's only one letter. It's not like there's 24 letters from A to Z.
Well, the barbecue is in there.
So
there's the brisket, pulled pork, and chicken.
Yeah,
all in one.
All over there. You get the great pickles and the cool pickled onions and fun stuff, man.
Fantastic. I always appreciate you guys coming here to hang out together whenever you got something to put on a plate.
Appreciate it.
Well, you know, we don't necessarily need anything to put on a plate. I just love coming here hanging out with you.
Appreciate it,
man. You guys are great.
Time. You know what? We're gonna take the night caller. We're gonna give these sandwiches to someone. So just call in.
Call in.
Call
into the Rich Eisen show right now.
Yeah, we'll send these to you.
You gotta be the night caller.
1-900-EISEN.
You got a 2-day hair, and that'll be fine.
1-8. Go pound sand. It's like the letter B in your platter.
Yes, there you go, baby.
Yes, 1-800 big balls.
I like that. Enough call letters. BIGBALLS. Big balls.
OBALZ.
Yes.
Check it out. ACBarbecue.com.
Let's go.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.